Monday, 3rd of July, 2000. Last time we discussed about يوم ينفخ في الصور وتأتون أفواجا, the blowing of trumpet, and the verse is related to that particular phase of resurrection. Now today we enter into what is called يوم القيامة itself. That as the trumpet is blown and everybody is resurrected, that day will dawn, the day of judgment. And the Holy Quran in so many places, this will be a joint exercise now. We've got to understand that the Holy Quran in so many places talks of so many things about the day of judgment. How will it be? What will happen before? What will happen on that day? What will happen to believers? What will happen to non-believers? What will happen to people who are arrogant and so on? What will happen to people who are pushed into Jahannam? People who are taken into Jannah? There are so many things. And I think to begin sort of chronologically is going to be very difficult, but I will just try to structure the whole discussion, to direct it towards, because our interest is to understand from the Quran the concepts of our belief, what we believe in, right? So first I will start with the various names of the Day of Judgment as mentioned in the Holy Quran. The Quran in the Qiyamah, Yawmah, is mentioned in separate names, by different names, in different verses. And why does Allah refer to that day as that name? Why does He give it that name? It has a meaning. Every word has a meaning. We know the common names like Yawmul Qiyamah, right? Yawma Yaqumun Nas. That is, you know, people will stand up. Qiyamah is to stand, to resurrect. So, literal translation of Yawmul Qiyamah is day of resurrection. You also have mi'ad. These are two common terms. You must remember, Yawm al-Qiyamah is a term commonly used by non-Arabs, although it is an Arabic word. I'm talking of conventional usage now. That Yawm al-Qiyamah is a word commonly used, or more commonly used, by non-Arab Muslims. The Indo-Pak, the Iranians, they use as Qiyamah. Whereas in Arabic, when you talk of the Day of Judgment, you refer to it as mi'ad more than qiyamah. Now mi'ad literally in Arabic means return. The place, ma, is for the place. Right? Like you have, for example, you see in Arabic when you have a fi'al and you put a ma before it, maf'al. Maf'al is the place where that action takes place. So you have mat'am as the restaurant where food, ta'am is food. Right? You have matbakh. Tabakha is to cook, matbakh is the kitchen, right? Qabr, you have maqbara, which is the graveyard, and so on, right? So similarly, aada is to return, ma'ad is the place where we will return. So in Arabic, ma'ad and qiyamah are two common terms that are used. What we are going to look at are special terms that Allah has used in the Quran, right? Surah Al-Haqqa. Kila wa surah. Al-Haqqa tu mal-Haqqa wa ma adraka mal-Haqqa. Abbas Ayyid Jawa.
Abbas Ayyid.
69. Ahsan. Correct. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Al-Haqqa tu mal-Haqqa. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَاقَّةِ. A style, this style Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses in another simpler surah that we all know as well. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الْقَارِعَةُ مَا الْقَارِعَةُ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةُ. الْحَاقَّةُ is the name of the Day of Judgment. Right? And حَاقَّةُ is from the word حَقْ, which means absolutely, definitely.
From?
Right?
Yeah, they have two meanings.
Sorry.
The reality and the inevitability.
Inevitability. Reality. Haq. Haq has so many meanings, you can't choose one word for haq, right? Al-haqq. Mal-haqq. Wama adraka mal-haqq. This particular style is used in the Holy Quran, especially the words wama adraka. And what makes you think you know what it is? Right? I don't know if that is translated in that manner.
Then translated in the future.
What makes you think you will know?
No. What will make you think?
What will make you? Wama adraka.
Here it says what.
Adra is plural, past, huh?
And what did thou comprehend? What the reality is?
What shall make you know?
What did thou comprehend?
Past.
Ne?
What shall
you
make
see,
you
what
know?
Did thou comprehend? It actually downplays the emphasis that is. You know, when I say it, translate, when I free translate it and say, okay, what makes you think you know, right? It is in that address that Allah is addressing this. Okay. For a moment also, Tame su jan. Right? What makes you think okay, you know what al-haqqa is? Now, the interesting question is that al-haqqa is in the form of fa'il. And you got to understand, please. This is a basic Arabic that we must know. When I say fa'il and fi'il, there is a difference between fi'il and fa'il. Fi'il is the action itself. Fa'il is the person who does the action, or the subject. It may be a person, it may be a car, it may be anything. But the subject that does the action, the verb, is called a fa'il. Right? So, الحاق على وزن فاعل it is الحاق the word is حق حاق that is coming to establish حق the فاعل right so it is something else it is referring to something else it is not saying الحق it is saying الحاق something will come to establish حق that is one secondly it is feminine ते मर्बूता देखा ही चले The te marbuta, that small te at the end, al-haqqatum al-haqqah, is feminine. So, what is it referring to? Because even the other name of Yawm al-Qiyamah is Ari'ah. Al-Qari'ah, which is in Surah Al-Qari'ah, right? Al-Qari'ah, again, is from the verb qara'ah. Qara'ah is to knock, right? Al-Qari'ah means that something that will knock, feminine, a subject that is a feminine subject will come and knock. Right? So, Al-Qari'ah wa ma adraka mal-Qari'ah. Right? Similarly here, Al-Haqqah mal-Haqqah wa ma adraka mal-Haqqah. Both are on the structure of the fa'il, a subject, and feminine. What could it be referring to?
Feminine.
Huh?
Day, is it feminine? Day.
No, yom is not feminine.
Yom.
You're trying to find the word.
No, because in Al-Qari'ah the next verse is yom.
Yeah.
Here the next verse is
yom.
But here is yom yakun al-nasakam.
No, you are thinking in the right direction. I'm looking for the Arabic word. Because that will tell us why it is fa'il and why is it feminine. Okay, fa'il we know, because it is now talking of a day, or a time, or something that will come and knock on the skies, or that will come and establish the reality of the Day of Judgment.
What is
As-Sa'ah? As-Sa'ah. As-Sa'ah. That is the most important name, or rather that I will understand the usage of sa'a lesson. It is talking about sa'a, right? As-sa'a is a name of the Day of Judgment, and it is the name by which Allah uses al-haqqa, that is the time when as-sa'a will come to establish haqqa. As-sa'a will come to knock on the sky. Qari'ah. Yani as-sa'a al-qari'ah. As-sa'a al-haqqa. Right? Now, since we are talking of a sa'ah, we have to understand what is as-sa'ah. You see, we general Arabic, we think as-sa'ah is hour, right? But that is one usage, one meaning. As-sa'ah means instant. The instant when. Originally, Barbie Mom in Dua Bereshit, we say, As-sa'atu, 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 ila su'a kalak mawe. No, it means this instant. Now, right? So, as-sa'ah means instant. Urdu mae gari jare ke che, to us gari jare ke ne, is gari ila each time, right? Not an hour. Similarly, Arabic ma sa'a means the instant. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to al-haqqa al-qari'a, He is actually saying as-sa'a al-haqqa, as-sa'a al-qari'a. Now al-qari'a, al-haqqa we said is from the word haqq, al-qari'a is from the word qara'a. Qara'a means to knock. So something that instant is going to knock on our skies, and that knock is going to be so loud and that it is going to scare all of us. But it will, you see, the way Allah describes it, al-qari'ah, that means it will clearly be understood it is a knock. Some mufassirin, mind you, fall into the trap of trying to interpret these things and explain it scientifically, because science has advanced so much. So some would say it would be a thunderous clap, for example. Right? Okay, bolt of thunder, oh, loud, this is a knock. But when Allah describes it as a knock, that means you and I know what a knock is. A knock is not just one sound. A knock may be persistent. Right? When I am persistent like this, then you know that this is a knock. And that day, it is going to happen like that. Okay, we will all say, Nokshi. The other name is Al-Ghashiyah, Surah Al-Ghashiyah, which is knocks on the heart. This is tafsir. It is possible, because you see, tafsir again, different people have different views. Some say it is going to knock on the skies. Some say it is going to knock on the heart. Taqra al qulub, right? It's going to knock on the heart. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة 88 هل أتاك حديث الغاشية غاشية is yet another name of the Day of Judgment الساعة الغاشية right
this one only is upcoming is that what you said
yes now it makes sense
it's not going to do with vocabulary what? Grammatical rule
No, you see, the moment you say ghashiya, right? Taraqaj, your mind as an Arabic reader should go, okay, this is a feminine, right? And the only feminine word used for the Day of Judgment is a sa'. Ila qiyam is sa'.
I thought sometimes singular also has feminine.
Singular, feminine, chana? Singular or plural has got nothing to do with it.
Like in the ant, for example. Qalat namlatun.
Namlatun, the ant, the namlatun is a feminine.
But it is not a feminine,
isn't it? No, the word is a feminine, isn't it?
No, you know the story where Abu Hanifa was asked, was the ant feminine or masculine? Was it a female ant or a male ant? So he said straight away, haven't you read the Quran? It is a female ant, Khalat namlatun. So the person who wrote this hadith said that if Abu Hanifa had kept quiet, it would be better. Because Kalat Namlatun shows his ignorance of Arabic, because Namlatun is singular, which it's not got anything to do with the gender. It only signifies it was one ant. That is why it is Taymur Bhutta is the ant.
to namla tu baba chi tembo.
The ant is never, we don't know whether the ant is masculine or feminine.
Namla tun chi ne, namla tun is singular baba chi, but it's feminine. It's not in its gender. The word itself is feminine because of the tamar bhuta baba chi. That is why karat. Have the plural will become a namla. Without the te marbuta.
Does it not go to the same sort of reasoning? No. Maybe the word is feminine, but does it indicate that it is a feminine thing?
I'll tell you why. The basic difference in what you are considering, namlatun and this one, is that this is a fi'al. This is a fa'il, ismu fa'il. It is not ismu alam. Ismu alam is a noun.
A noun, yeah.
The ant is a noun. It is not ismu fa'il. Although ismu fa'il is also a noun, but the end is not derived from a root masad saying namala that can tell you okay, this is feminine, this is fa'il, whereas this one is from a fi'al. Ghasha is to be overcome, to faint. Al ghashiya is something that causes fainting, that overwhelms. Right?
All reasoning barabar chhe, singular noon
hai. Aha, all barabar chhe.
You cannot establish whether that.
Nay, you can't establish. Right? So al-ghashiya is tughshan nasu bil ahwal. That means on that day, the day of judgment, there will be so many things happening that we will see today, inshallah. Okay, what things will be happening? So many things that will be happening. Yena karane, people will actually faint. People will be overwhelmed. Right? And that is ghashiya, that day, that time, that instant will be so overwhelming. That is why this name al-ghashiya. Now, the next interesting name is Suratul Mu'min. Which is surah number 40. This surah we have done so many times. Verse number 15. Either?
Divorce.
Huh? Talaq, divorce is it a point? Surah number 40, number 15. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rafi'u darajati dhul arsh. يلقي الروح من أمره على من يشاء من عباده لينذر يوم التلاقي يوم هم بارزون لا يخفى على الله منهم شيء لمن الملك اليوم لله الواحد القهار. Right? يوم التلاق. Mind you, it is not the day of divorce, huh? تلاق. The divorce is with a point. This is a ta, with a ta, right? And talaq, yawm talaq means talaqi. Talaqi is to meet, liqa, right? The urduma mulaqat. Same word, same asl, right? Mulaqat is also in Arabic used at certain places. But that is, yawm talaq is a day when we will meet. Interestingly, now this is where tafsir comes in. Who will meet who? Who will meet who? I mean, what is it referring to? Yawmul Talaq. Why is it called a day of meeting? Because tafsir, mufassirin have put five different things. Okay, this will meet this, this will meet this, this will meet this. Right? Five different possible explanations. Okay, this meeting that Allah is talking about, calling it the Yawmul Talaq, who will meet who? First one, Iltiqa'ul Khalayiq, that means people will meet each other. After we will meet our parents, we have lost our grandparents, we have lost Atiyah, we will meet them there. So, we Khalayiq as il makhluqat, we will meet each other. Right? Our friends, our neighbors. So, first explanation by Mufassirin is the day when people will meet each other. Second explanation is Iltiqa'ul Khalayiq. So on that day, the Khaliq, the Creator, and the Created will meet, right?
In what way?
Huh? immediately now.
And Allah talks about liqa Allah many places, right?
Yes.
But meet any closer than we've got here, the bond between man and God. There is obviously a bond right now between God and man. But on the day of judgment, will that be somehow more visible?
Will be very, very different.
More apparent to perhaps man,
because man was.
It will be removed
the day you die, the moment you die. No. Barzakh, you will still not clearly see everything you have done.
Parda
is removed by you, that you will see angels, for example. You will receive rewards. You will have that mobility, right, to go into your stages. But on that day, actually, we've done this verse.
God and the angels will come in rows.
No, فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمُ حَدِيدٌ. That means that we have removed the veil. We have removed فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ. Now we have removed the veil. فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمُ حَدِيدٌ. That means today your vision is حَدِيد. حَدِيد له metal, lot of sharp. That's what it means. Right. So that means now you can see everything clearly. Nothing will stop you. You will see everything. Right? So that day, we will see how everything is changed. How nothing. You can't even comprehend. Things will be very different. Right. So, Iltiqa'ul Khaliq wal Makhluq. This is the second example. The third explanation is irtiqa'u ahlus sama'i wa ahlul ard. That means creatures living in the sky. You will meet creatures living on the earth. Right? Ahlus sama'i wa ahlul ard. Then there is irtiqa'u dhalim wal madhloom. One mufassir says that dhalim ne madhloom hawe. Right? Ke zulm karo to hawe settle karo. And the fifth thing is that iltiqa'ul mar'u wa 'amalihi. એટલે અમે અમારા જે કામ કર્યા હતા, વોટ એવર વી હેવ ડન, વી વિલ મીટ ધ ફ્રુટ્સ ઓફ અવર વર્ક. ધેટ ઇઝ ધ પ્લેસ વી રીડ ઇટ. રાઈટ. સો યુ કેન સી હાઉ યુ કેન ઇન્ટરપ્રેટ અ વર્સ સો ડિફરન્ટલી એન્ડ યેટ હેવ ઓલ મીનિંગ્સ કરેક્ટ. બધું થવાનું છે, એવરીથિંગ પુટ ટુગેધર. રાઈટ. But as the Quran says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in at least three verses says, right, that we are going to meet Allah. We are going to meet Allah on that day. So probably the most possible or rather intended meaning was that day of meeting is meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have these three verses, if you are interested in noting them down. Surah Rum number 8, Surah Hud 29, and Surah Al-Inshiqaq verse 6. Rum 8, Hud 29, and Inshiqaq 6.
Inshiqaq 33.
Mulaqoo, okay, Mulaqoo. Olu shi ayat ne? يا ايها الانسان انك كادح الى ربك كدحا فملاقيه.
فان هي شن اذن ذس ان اكسبلينيشن
جي
ذا داي نو اتس نوت دزنت سي هو ذل ميت اونلي ذا داي از وين دي ويل كم اوت
اوف ذا. وات از يوم الطلاق ترانسليتد از
دي اوف ميت.
Day of meeting, ne?
Yawmahum barizun. Doesn't say
barizun at the
liquor to bar.
Hmm.
Graves one.
Barizun at the manifested. Baraz at the clear thing, manifested.
Baraz at the iman.
Kullu.
Allah.
Baraz at the iman. Right. So this was the fourth name, Yawm al-Talaq. The fifth name is As-Sa'ah, which we have already done. But if you want the verse where Allah talks about As-Sa'ah, Surah An-Nahl 77, right? 16 verse 77. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَلِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا أَمْرُ السَّاعَةِ إِلَّا كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ أَوْ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Tell me, what do you understand by لِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ?
With Allah is the hidden of the heavens and the earth.
Secrets.
The secrets.
The unseen treasures.
Well, don't know about treasures, the unseen.
Unseen?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, but unseen treasures are not a word to us, because we don't know they are.
There may be treasures.
Allah has everything unseen.
I think there must be more than that. I think, doesn't it mean the key to the how things operate? The real answer to how the whole world ticks.
Because if he has unseen treasure, what he brought to that to us?
Except that what Abbas says, so he has everything.
Ghaib is very relative, isn't it?
Does unseen in this case mean difficult to see or they will never be seen?
Yes. This is the common translation. To Allah belongs the unseen of the heavens and the earth.
To Allah belongs, and لِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ is not that Allah knows when the day of judgment will come. That is لِلَّهِ عِلْمُ غَيْبِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Right? لِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That means Allah has the secrets. The secrets are His. Right? That He controls them. And to Him is nothing. Okay, from غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ is أَمْرُ السَّاعَةِ. أَمْرُ السَّاعَةِ is the day of judgment. And to Him to signify, okay, these things that you will never know about, that is hidden to you, that is hidden not only to you, but is hidden to everybody on the skies and on the earth. Right? To Him is كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ أَوْ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ. To call that instant, the day of judgment, As-Sa'ah, it is not something that He has planned, fine. It is a system He has created. But when He wants to call that time, the day of judgment, to Him, the غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, something that is not known to the skies and the earth, to Him, وَمَا أَمْرُ السَّاعَةِ إِلَّا كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ أَوْ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ. Even faster than that. Now, كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ is something, according to our comprehension, the fastest thing. Blink an eyelid, that's it. Right? And to Him, He can do even faster than that, something that we cannot even comprehend. So that is why the introduction was لِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That means, okay, what is not known to the skies and to the earth, it is His. Not that He knows, it is His. So the not knowing is earth and sky. That is why it is ghaib. Ghaib for them, not ghaib for Allah. As far as Allah is, everything is, everything He knows. Ghaib. That is another verse, yes. عنده مفاتيح الغيب.
So what did you say ghaib means?
Ghaib is hidden. Secrets.
Secrets of operation or secret thing?
All aspects. Secrets of the earth and the skies, they will never know. Now, his reference is to the Amru Sa'ah, right? Amru Sa'ah is something that even Surah Luqman, the last verse, if you remember last time we did Surah Luqman, last verse, which says that this verse nobody knows, this time nobody knows, nobody. See, according to a hadith, the Holy Prophet was asked, that you know ilm-e ghaib, everything, and the Holy Prophet said that no, I know everything that Allah has taught me, but there are these aspects of knowledge that nobody knows except Allah. Right? And it includes Amrussah, that when will the day of judgment come? In this verse Allah is saying, وَمَا أَمْرُ السَّاعَةِ إِلَّا كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ أَوْ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ. For Him, it is like that. فَكَذَبَ الْوَقَّاتُونَ Shut up, Mamiya Dishi. كَذَبَ الْوَقَّاتُونَ Anybody who tries to pinpoint and says, I'm Tawansha.
Right.
So, if you think about it this way, he'll bring it together in an instant. But he has already planned it. He already knows what it is. Because he has described it. I think the Mansa Ketna. So in a sense, he can plan for it.
By describing it has no connection with one time.
No, but it means he knows how it will be.
He probably has Kikari Karushi.
Yes,
and his knowledge, he knows when he's going to do it. Let's not push it, beat around the bush.
No, but we are trying to say he can do it without planning. Okay, then he can do it without planning.
No, but it comes back to his time.
Also, more than one, it's not in our normal system.
But we will see. When we come to Ishrat Yom Sah, Yom Al Qiyamah, Ishrat Yom Al Qiyamah means what are the phenomena that will take place here?
I think it's not that we can never understand. It's not that. It's just that we don't have the potential to understand.
If we had, it's like a computer which if you added this extra bit of memory or power to it.
What's the difference? Yeah.
No, we can understand.
It would then do more.
No, there was a man.
Because we'll be there one day and we will understand.
No.
But there's some things we won't understand. The secrets and all.
And Imam Nekri Pushis, I think 60 Imam Nekri Pushis, okay? I, with all my intelligence, if I applied, how come he cannot understand? Normally anything, once you understand the basic principles of how it governs, you then apply your intellect to it and you understand. You unlock its secret, right? That is not the issue. The issue that you ponder enough, you will understand the secret. The issue is that of potential. He said, give me an example. The Imam said, it is like making a hole next to the sea and trying to put the sea into that hole. The potential doesn't exist for the sea to fill it. Similarly, the potential doesn't exist for your brain to encompass the reality of it. Otherwise, it's not a case of intellect failing. It's just that I think it's like a what's for it? What's the thing you put in cars so they don't go too far? These chips.
Yeah.
So there's a breaker on the intellect of man that he cannot reach that, perhaps. No?
No, I agree with that. But we see the potential may be different. Nay, potential may be acquired or may never be acquired. Right, let's look at Surah An-Naba, which is Surah number 78. Verse number 17. What is she going to?
Each one.
Very good, the day of decision is a fixed time.
Miqat is from the word waqt. Waqt is time.
Miqat.
Oh, Yom al-Fasl is translated as what?
Decision.
Huh?
Decision.
Decisions.
Day of decision.
Yom al-Fasl.
Fasl is all shifting.
Fasl means also shift. Separate. Yawm al-Fasl is deciding, separating. Jannat is here, Jahannam is here,
Fasl is something that divides two things. Interval. Interval, Fasl is interval.
In a school timetable, when you see in Arabic, you have Fusul, those are periods. Al-Fasl al-Awwal, Al-Fasl al-Than. Bila Fasl, without any separation.
Bila Fasl,
without any separation. So fasl is also a time period. So bila fasl is without any time period, right? But yom al fasl, yom, this one here is referring to that day when decisions will be made, right? The final, ultimate decision that we are all waiting for. Jannat ishe, jahannam ishe. That is the day when it will be decided. And therefore, another name for day of judgment, yom al qiyamah, is yom al fasl.
That's the trumpet shall be blown.
The story is the marking of the beginning of the day of judgment. Now, we come to Ishraq al-Sa'ah. Ishraq al-Sa'ah, that means on the Day of Judgment, what will take place? What difference from that? Right? The one most, or rather most often mentioned phenomenon in the Holy Quran is about the mountains. What will happen to the mountains? I have listed, and this is after 9 verses talking about the mountains, and I know there are more. Just about the mountains, what will happen to the mountains? Now what will happen to the mountains? One says the mountains will be removed, flattened. Other verse says the mountains will be destroyed. Kal ihnil manfush, that is like wool, right? So, bottom line is that these mountains are not going to be there. Tasir al-Jabal, yawma suyirat al-Jibal. Tasir al-Jibal. Tasir al-Jibal, that means sow flattened. These mountains will no longer be there. Suyirat al-Jibal? Saraba. What is Saraba?
Yes.
Mirage. Sarab chan and mirage alo ke. You're going desert from mirage dekhe and Saraba ke. So, it is as if these mountains are just virtual mountains right now. Saraba, what it was, is no longer there.
The mountains basically serve a function of stability, right? They stabilize the earth.
Science, yeah.
No, they stabilize the earth. So, without that, the earth...
وَجَعَلْنَا الْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادَ
أَوْتَادَ, pegs.
Right. That means holding the crust of earth.
Yeah, the tectonic plates are held pegged through by a mountain.
Yeah, they're anchored.
In fact, the mountain, Jetlu Bahrini Crash, is one third usually of what? Under.
Okay.
So the idea is it pegs the plates so they don't shift. So, Ijo Nikrija, so the earth will be full of convulsions.
So, that's it?
Yeah. Tetrameka, that's why. Tremendous.
Lambu, that's it?
Lambu, that's it?
Hello. Your mountain flat side is that?
Come on. Yeah. Huh? Massive earthquake. Mountain flat type. So, flat all up. Everything flat, right? I mean, the earth will be rolled flat.
Roll flat, kya chahiye? Hamila to. Dakkata no wahid. Aichi.
Ek jagah chahiye.
Earth nu chahiye.
Earth nu chahiye ke. Wal ardha ba'da zalika.
Daha.
Right? That means what? The earth after that will be rolled like a loop. Musallan will roll correct. Special. Surat al Inshiqaq. Wa idha al ardu muddat. The earth You see, I actually, when you talk of Ishraq al-Sa'ah, right, from the Holy Quran, Ishle Shart Jooche, these are the signs, ne telltale signs, this is what will happen. If you look at this, the various list of phenomena that will take place, three sources of power in nature, you will see what will happen to the planets, to the oceans, to the mountains, to the earth, to the skies, to the planet, stars, to the moon, to the sun, to the day, to the night. Right? What is going to happen to all of this? And you find everything will end. The system that we are so used to will end. That means the bottom line is that there will be chaos on that day. Chaos, people who are used to a certain set scientific system will no longer see the system in place. Everything they have held true for their solar system for thousands of years, on that one instant, everything will go haywire. That is why that chaos will take place. Tashtitun nas yoma tushattitun nas, or yushattitun nas, right? Which means okay, people will be dispersed. This dispersing will come around by people running around because of the chaos in the system around them. And the system chaos, the sun will come closer like a ball of fire, the moon will stop giving light, the planets, the stars will switch off, extinguish, right? The mountains will become flat, the oceans will evaporate, and so on. So basically the bottom line is that everything we hold true for the scientific system that we are living in will cease. That is the key observation. Everything at the same instant. You can imagine ki akhi system jara stop thai jaye, so what is going to happen? Okay, now the chaos is chaos ka se. Agar akhi system ki baat karo, so you know kali eclipse aaye che, you know, for 5 or 10 minutes, you can see what havoc it creates in the, not only in the metabolism of our bodies, but even in the animals, you know. This is what is going to happen. Now, to mention the verses, it will take us so many days, so much time, because there are so many verses. All you have to do is to recite a few surahs from the the 30th sipara. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ.
We know how long it will be, but when this happens, when life, you know, will cease to exist.
Will have ceased to exist.
And people will die.
People will die before this. You see, this is going to happen on the day of resurrection. When people get resurrected, people will be resurrected with a preconception of what they had on this earth. So when they come back and they see this earth, they say, this is life. Suddenly they see everything is haywire. So that fear is increased. Ek to resurrection. Biju ki our system, mala, this is something different. Where have we come?
I thought you said that we will be not on this earth, another earth.
We're coming to that. Tabdil, whether it is change.
There must be a scientific explanation.
Because God has always used these laws.
Yeah,
to use, even to effect miracles, we finally decided that He used the same system, but using what is it? Amr was used very, very rarely.
But everything you said is like sun coming closer can happen again.
Yeah, but sun coming closer cannot happen even if the sun came like a kind of a kilometer closer, we'd be in trouble.
And then the steam will evaporate.
That is not, that is true.
But didn't we
say
that
extinction in life, if sun comes closer, there is extinction in life, right? What this is you are again qiyas-tation is in this life. We have to understand that there is a transition to a new world of dimensions, totally new world. And that is what is going to scare us most. Okay, it is dimensions that we cannot comprehend, we cannot understand, and contrary to all our lives, our beliefs that we had in our lives. So totally different.
We said something like there will be no sun, but instead the earth will be bathed in divine light of some sort, right? Last week. Somebody say the light that we will have is divine light.
No,
but not the sun. Instead of the sun, it will be, right?
Divine light, yeah.
Okay. So that makes more sense.
So the sun will be there.
Ras is clinging to some ropes.
Probably would just scare the life out of everyone. Is jinnat appearing from the woodwork all over the place suddenly. Because I presume, Allah can put kaya with us, can he?
So okay, Shaykh Quran, I can remember actually, because after Shaykh is the Qiyamah the same day for men and jinn.
We know how long it is.
There is 50,000 years of your
record. Quran is Shaykh. Is that a metaphor
or literally 50,000?
No, I think it is a metaphor.
It just said it'd be a long time.
Just to indicate how long it will be. See, Ayatollah Khomeini constantly maintained. Why he holds it for?
Doesn't he just hold it for the number 7?
No, Yama Yagish.
Because he says 7 is used by the Arabs to denote many.
Several.
7 is used to denote 7.
I don't know, because he mentions this also. Yama Puran Majin, Ek Bajo Hajar Kish, Ek Bajo Kish, Pachas Hajar. Right?
Even several other numbers are used, like for example 8.
8 is
used for the people bearing the throne of Allah.
No, but we are talking of the Day of Judgment. In some places Allah has used it 1,000 years.
Yeah.
And in some places 50,000 years.
But that means
1,000 years has been used for the angel.
For the?
Angel.
Okay.
The angels carry the Amr or something in a time that takes 1,000 years of your reckoning. 1,000 is with the angels. 50,000 is with Qiyam. Mojam Shara.
I wrote this Mojam specifically. Verse to go to it again.
Then you could be hanging around for a long, long time. What will you be doing?
No, Allah.
If they come to do
that.
Huh?
You're taking it lightly that day. You're going to scare the daylight out of us. Look at 22:47, sorry. Surah Al-Hajj, 22:47. Question 22. Suje.
A day with your Lord is equal by your reckoning to 1,000.
Which day?
Just not any day. Any day.
There is a day.
Which day?
It says very. There is
in
a day.
In the yom and in the rabbi. Verily, a day. But there must be 1,000 angels, I'm sure.
No, 1,000 angels, no, 1,000 angels, no, she is Surat Sajda 32. Surah number 32, verse number 5.
Then they sent to him on the day which is equal to 1,000 years of your reckoning. It's like the same day we're talking about.
No.
To hasten my judgment. It's the day of judgment.
I mentioned that house because it says that on the one hand, I remember the house.
Nay,
yes, that is in Tafsir
actually.
Even in Mizan it is.
Okay?
In Mizan it says that the Arabs don't have a single word bigger than 1,000.
That is true for all of them.
No, million to English. Billion. The Americans pass a billion.
I'll tell you, 50,000 verse is Surah Al-Ma'arij, verse number 4, 74, right? Shams Bari Khuli Nidhe. Surah number 70 verse number 4. 17 verse. تَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحِ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ 50,000 سَنَةً. I'll tell you, ایک حدیث ماشاء کہ قیامت میں دیو سے 50 مقام چھے. Know what you mean by مقام, stations. There are 50 stations. Every station is a
questioning
thousand years.
Questioning point. Isn't it where you're questioning one of the actions? One of the lakhara machina? Hey, salat here, but song here.
No, so did you, Chibisa.
Any command here.
You know, steady like he says.
You put the curve in.
It is in Manazil Lakhara, isn't it?
50 by 1,000 is 50,000 years. And that is why one part of it is a 50,000 years, one part there is a 1,000. This is just an attempt to try and understand how Allah has used one place 1,000 years and another place 50,000 years. Yes. In any case,
Allah says also in Allah, Sari'ul
Hisab. Sari'ul Hisab.
What's the significance of these maqams? What's the significance of these 50 maqams?
Significance. These are stations that we have to account for.
Each
station
individually
take 1,000 years. So that is the whole day, like we said last time. Remember, we were discussing this. Ke maro akhodiyas nahi lagi. I may finish first part of the day, later part of the day. It all depends. We were trying to pitch yes, and then we came. But then simultaneously,
the trouble is, we'll all arrive together, ne? Aju tani appointment before no milo tumi jeva. You are arriving in the morning, you have to wait till the end. There's some people are waiting till the end.
Allahumma sahil lana inshaAllah.
It doesn't necessarily mean that either. It could be that this new dimension that we're talking about will have the reckoning of 50,000 years of the current dimension that we understand now. But because we'll be there, it'll go fast for us as well. Maybe we won't feel time as we feel it now.
But if that is the meaning, then why use 50,000? The only reason 50,000 is used to give us a sense it's going to be very long compared
very
to
very long, very long.
If it's going to be the same length, what's the point of using it now?
They say about some people who could be on that thing, they would be in the shade and reclining. And
that's after.
No, on the Delta.
On the Delta.
So the sun will go even.
Yeah, obviously.
Quicker, more.
Fast track, yeah.
No,
that is,
I mean, maybe the time
when
you're doing
yourself. Yeah, but there are a lot of questions, eh? A lot of uncertainty. In this book, Manazil Lakhara, has he discussed all the verses of the Quran on Qiyamah? Is there a book that has discussed, like, in light of all the verses in one place and then tried to make a sense of it?
I have not come across such a book. I have tried, I have found out at least 4 or 5 books that specialize only on death and hereafter. Right? Manazil al-Akhira by Sheikh Abbas al-Qumi. Tasliyat al-Fu'ad by Ayatullah Shibah. And I have found another book, Al-Hayat Ba'd al-Mawt by Abdul Mubaffar. I forget his surname. He's from Kuwait. Right. These three books at least.
Tasliyat al-Fu'ad, I found the translation. I told him in Ansari and in English.
Tasliyat al-Fu'ad? No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You found Manazil al-Akhira translation.
No, Tasliyat al-Fu'ad. You told me you've seen the translation, it's a Fu'ad translation.
That is Manazil al-Akhira. I have seen Manazil al-Akhira. In fact, I brought it last time, if you remember. Some of you have seen that one.
Yes, yeah, Ansari.
No, I'm sorry, no, by published by Imam Ali Foundation.
I'll take it tonight anyway, I brought it.
Tasliyat al-Fu'ad is by Ayatullah Shubha. Tasliyat al-Fu'ad's rendering I like better than Shaykh al-Aqtum. Shaykh, alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Shaykh Abbas Qumi's rendering at times is very economical with either stories or verses of the Quran or a hadith. He just describes a station or a point and that's it, he goes on to the next station. Tasliyat al-Fu'ad describes it more methodically. Right? And he has more hadiths and more verses of the Quran. Best part of Tasliyat al-Fu'ad I like is that after every station that he discusses, he has a separate fasal, he calls it, chapter or part of the book that says maw'idha. Maw'idha yakle nasiha. And he says, see, don't forget. Whatever we learn here, whatever you read here is not just another piece of item of knowledge that you want to store in your brain and proceed. No. Stop here and think. And fear that day when this is going to happen. It may happen to you, it may not happen to you. But what if it will happen to you? Now these are the kind of questions you would put forward before you proceed. That's the best thing I liked about Ayatollah Shukr, rahmatullahi ta'ala. Ayatollah Shukr incidentally was not very long time ago. It's a contemporary of Shaykh Fasal Qumi. It's not like these books were written very long back, hardly 100 years ago. And Ayatollah Shukr died in Iraq at the age of 54 after having written over 72 books. So you can imagine up to that time, up to a century ago, there were scholars who really spent time writing books.
What does that sentence actually mean,
Tasliq al
Qur'an?
Tasliyatul Fu'ad is, Tasliya is like consoling. Consoling the heart. Fu'ad al-heart.
It doesn't, is it another phrase? Heart is qalb. Fu'ad has another meaning of heart?
No. Fu'ad.
It's not the physical heart, you don't like, here's a fu'ad.
Fu'ad is used for intellect.
Thamaratu Fuadi, yes. Thamaratu Fuadi, Marat Dil. So, in fact, if you recite surahs starting from 27th or 26th sipara, you will see it is building up to a climax of Jannat and Jahannam.
These are all Meccan surahs, eh?
Makkah.
Early messages all about Qiyamah, and then
why?
Furu' came afterwards.
Why? Because at that time there were polemics, there were these arguments and questions and discussions with non-believers. It's only when the Prophet migrated to Medina when he had the opportunity of having a Muslim society established. And then came the rules. Neighbors, parents, wife, children, so on. But before that, there was this discussion with non-Muslims, and the non-Muslims did not believe in anything. So you will find every verse or every surah that talks about Tawheed, talks about Adala, talks about Qiyamah. And you'll find that Makkama, the concept of instilling fear, is used more than luring reward. There are two ways. Bachcha ne discipline karo, if you want to discipline a child, there are two ways. Either you will lure the child with a reward, or you will warn of punishment. To aakar is to aam tha, sa ne aane kare to aam tha, whatever it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has adopted both styles, please. Right? But if you read the overview, it's a question of frightening this one. That is his method. He has chosen a method that he finds it successful. Ne, correctly so, Ajay. Aap, if we look at our own lives, when somebody comes and instills fear in us, scares us, when we all know that this is truth, thawanu che, koi kabar na vishe vaat kare, koi jahannam na vishe vaat kare, koi aa kare, koi munkar nakir na sawal ni vaat kare, yare, we know that this is going to happen, but somebody comes and talks, that is when the fear will instill into us and say, but koi aavi nege, jannat ma athasene, olut hasene, athasene, we also believe in that. But is it going to have the same effect as that? That is why this methodology that Allah has used is more successful. But people, piety is more taqwa, taqwa is from ku is to save yourself from, to be afraid of, right? Taqwa is from the word qi. Right? Surah Baqarah ma chhe, ya ayyul ladhina amanu ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara wa quduha an-nas wal hijar. Now, who is to save them from the fire? See, philosophy ma ganita discussion type. What is more important? Wajibat karu ke muharramat thi bachao. To do those things that are wajib, or to save yourself from doing things that are haram? what takes priority. And it comes under the same category of thinking, okay, what takes priority, to fear, to remain away from what we fear, or to do things that we want. Falling under the same category, right? And you will find that not only the Quran, but even generally Hadith and all scholars are in it, that if you can save yourself from doing that is haram, that takes a priority over doing something. Ya Allah. Anything else?
It's also called Yawm al-Din, isn't it?
Malik Yawm al-Din, Ahsan, Surah Al-Fatiha. That's why I said initially, if you remember, our session was in, you have to input, because you may have come across other names. Anam Badai, I had to refer to find from the Quran. There is no such book that says Qiyamat Ma'at Allah Namchi. Right? You won't find a book. So I gathered, compiled these names. I asked Yawmuddin, I forgot. Surah Al-Fatiha, Masha Maliki, Yawmuddin. That is the day of religion. Right? Anybody else who may come across it? Yeah, that is it.
So why day of religion? Everyday day of religion. Why is that significant?
What
is that?
Wait.
Huh?
You'll be the way.
Okay.
Way of life.
So why is that day the day of religion?
Yawm al-Din is also called Yawm al-Din. Why is it called Yawm al-Din? Why do you think it would be called Yawm al-Din? ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. يوم الدين is that day. This is how I understand it. It is on that day that this religion will be established as the religion, even if people don't like it.
Surely that will happen in this world when we say we're in Barna Mahmoud. That religion will be established whether people like it or not.
No, but that day, I think that day you have no choice. You see that you any other way was an error. Whereas by the moment, people still might.
There will be Jews, there will be Christians. They won't be forced to believe.
But on the day of judgment, their own people, walis, will be telling them that you are mistaken. Shaitan will be telling them you are mistaken. Hadith will be telling them you are mistaken.
So that absolute clarity will come in, of religion. It says the same.
Yawm al-Hisab, that's in the Quran as well?
No, Yawm al-Hisab is not in the Quran. I haven't seen. Let me just find out if it is there in the Quran. But you know, Yawm al-Hisab is another name of the Day of Judgment. Yawm al-Hisab is the Day of Reckoning, Accounting. Reckoning, yeah? Hisab, ha-has. Did you have any name yet?
Yawm al-Ma'loom.
Yawm al-Ma'loom. Yawm al-Ma'loom is a description of the Day of Judgment. Is a known day. I don't think it is a name.
Yawm al-Ma'loom
is
in
the Quran,
Yawm
al-Ma'loom?
Huh?
Quran?
Is in the Quran, Yawm al-Ma'loom?
Yawm al-Hashr. Yawm al-Hashr, Shaykh. Quran ma chay bin. Yawm al-Hashr is the day of resurrection. Hashr is Yawm al-Ba'ath, Yawm al-Hashr.
And the Yawm, there are no classification
there. I think that would be a better thing, nay? Nay. Okay, Yawm al-Fasl chay, Al-Ghashiyah and Haqqa are not under Yawm. But let's check Yawm, that would be a better thing.
Is there something called Maqam-e-Maqsood?
I think again these are descriptions.
Hadith.
Hadith maa se, ke shairi maa se, Maqam-e-Maqsood. Al-Waqi'ah, Ahsan. Al-Waqi'ah is the event. Laysa liwaq'atiha kadiba. Al-Waqi'ah is referred to the Day of Judgment. Ahsan. It is Surah Al-Waqi'ah is talking about Jannah and Jahannam, the whole thing. The Day of Judgment, what will happen?
It's separated from three sorts. Three different kinds of people.
Yeah. Who is the third kind?
The right, the left, and the sadiqun. The foremost.
Yeah. The right and the left, I understand. Who is the foremost?
Rasulullah. I think Nabi. Yeah.
I was an Iranian.
There are 348 verses with the word Yom. I don't think I will look through that. Let's go on to the next verse. This is Tabdilul Arb. I haven't, like I said, please, Ishraq al-Sa'ah, right? The phenomena that will take place on that day are so many that we cannot list them down, right? We cannot say, Atase. There are so many, and as you recite the 627th, you will see them increasing. Talks of the sun, the mountains, the moon, the stars, and so on. And therefore, we look at Surah Ibrahim 1448. And the skies.
Last time
we had just mentioned this, ne?
Yeah, we did. But what was the conclusion?
Changed us. So changed us.
I tell you what, it'll be the same word. It's changed. I think probably what we were talking about earlier, it will be in another dimension. We'll see it from a different way. Viewpoint.
That is.
I think that is
your interpretation.
No,
that's an interpretation. The word, the key word is it will change. Barabashan. How it will change? Will it be a relative change? Kibana, it is different from what we knew it as. Or will it be a different earth altogether, a different planet? Say Mars Maraksha Kuda, is that good? Can I go?
They imply everyone will be on the same planet.
So it will be the same one.
Change.
Change.
That's time. We come back to this concept of time. Time will vanish totally.
If the mountains are gone, the water is not there, the sun is
gone.
It's different.
It's
going to be totally different.
The effect of that.
No, it is not totally something totally different. It is. You are on the same earth, but it is a different earth.
The effect of this happening. Visible.
Because this in a different way, this earth will be changed, right?
And so will the skies, yeah? يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضُ other than the earth, you know.
And the
skies.
غَيْرَ
السَّمَاوَاتِ
is implied.
غَيْرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ is implied. غَيْرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ is implied. أحسن. So the whole concept, the whole earth and the sky will be something totally different. Totally different.
Yeah, aapko yeh suna hai ke a thorough study of the verses of the Quran read with several authentic traditions supports the idea that in the evolutionary course, the heavens and earth will reach a stage known as the Day of Resurrection, and when the laws of time and space shall cease to apply. All terrestrial and celestial distances will disappear, and there will be no past, present and future. Then all will be together before Allah to be judged.
હજ નું તમે કરો ને હજ નું, હજ નું જે છે કે મહશર છે, રાઈટ? એટલે એ મંજર જે હજ નો અરફાત ના દિવસ છે, we are supposed to look at it and remember the manzar of mahshar. Okay, this is how it is going to be. That means the Arafat is a playing field, huge, right? Everybody is in ihram, right? So like that, on the day of judgment, people will be in white shrouds on a playing field. Now, when the mountains will disappear and the oceans will evaporate, that means what we will be left with is just plain flat land. ને હદીસ માં એવું છે કે એક બાજુ થી જોશો તો બીજી બાજુ દેખાશે કે માણસો છે સ્ટ્રેટ સ્ટ્રેટ ચાલ, ઇઝ નો હોરાઇઝન રાઉન્ડ હોય ને, ઇઝ નો હોરાઇઝન સ્ટ્રેટ છે ચાલ. ધેટ ઇઝ હાઉ ઇઝ ગોઈંગ ટુ બી, વલ અર્ધ મુદ્દત સ્ટ્રેચ, રાઈટ? તો રાઉન્ડ નહીં હોય, અગેન દેટ કુડ બી અ ચેન્જ, યો મત બદલ અર્ધ ગેર અર્ધ, યુ અર્થ વી નો ઇઝ રાઉન્ડ, ઓન દેટ ડે ઇટ માઇટ બી અ ફ્લેટ અર્થ. ઓન ધીઝ આર અગેન ઓલ conclusions derived from ahadith. Ketlu sachu ketlu khotu, but it is more plausible. Ama jo, this verse establishes one thing definitely, that we are not going to see the same things that we see right now. Everything is going to change, the system, the solar system, the environment, the way we breathe, the aba was the dibalai.
If the heavens fail, then gravity fails.
Huh?
Then we start to float.
So, you know, then, if, you know, we said there's no past, present, or future.
Yeah.
No concept of time. But when 50,000 years come into play, there's no concept of time.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Ayatollah Khomeini, each kishi, 50,000 years is such a long time. Can you comprehend that time? If somebody could live that long, what would happen to him? Can you comprehend that time? You can't. So you give up. See, similarly, there is no way you can comprehend that time.
The other thing is, does this imply that the fact that the earth will be different, everyone will be roast on the surface?
Sorry?
Everyone will be roast. In fact, everything will take place on the earth in a different form. Does that imply that,
it doesn't imply that. How do you see the implication?
If it is, then it will all be brought back to one.
We are on Mars. If there is life in another planet.
Say with a man in the future, you know, going out into space, goes and hits on lots of other planets, and the human race grows and grows, then
as it ranges.
So where will the dead begin?
Surat Rahman.
Very good.
Allah says, penetrate the earth in the sky and go, but you will not be able to touch it. Illa bi sultan. Right. So I guess your guess is as good as mine.
Says anyway here, يوم التبدل الأرض غير الأرض والسماوات. So other earth and the sky and heaven, then we know. So all the planets could be stretched out.
Yeah, actually, what was that you said? You said something explanation there. That celestial bodies will all.
Celestial and terrestrial distances will cease to exist. Maybe. You know, there's a theory that it'll happen. The Big Bang and then the Big Crunch, right?
What's that called? Surah Naba, ayat number 38.
Surah again?
Naba. Surah Naba. Ayat number 38, 39, 40. The first thing that is present, Yom. Is it a place? The first one goes, Yom Yaqumu Ruhu Wal Balad, Sat Balad, Kadamuna. إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَقَالَ صَوَابًا. Then it goes, ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقُّ فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَآبًا. The final one, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاكُمْ عَذَابًا قَرِيبًا يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا.
Is it referring to three different days? It is referring to the same day. That's an interesting question, eh?
The sense might be a freak young under finish.
Huh?
No, I can do it.
I can do it, right?
Lalikal Yom.
It says Lalikal Yom.
Referring to the same day?
Yeah, same day.
It is referring to that so many different events are going to take place. It is referring to the Kafir Aam ke se, Malaika Aam kar se, Bolo ani raja chenati raja. We will see what will happen.
This is one of the verses we were looking for when we were talking about roof. The roof being distinct from Malaika, remember? That we were, this is our verse we're looking to prove that Jibreel is not roof.
Who said that, ne?
We were trying to say
Surah An-Naba 38. You were not there in the class. Ruh ne barzakh mein jaake na tha banna tha.
Iran
mein. Ulama of us. Right. Hadith. Tafsir mufassirin have said the change of earth will be one of three things. Right. Ek. Hadith maje. Ke this earth will change into silver and the sky will become gold. Second, that this earth will become fire of hell, nar, and the sky will become Jannah. And the third thing is, and this is a hadith that I have read not only in Tafsir al-Mizan, but I have read in Tasliyat al-Fuad as well. This hadith that says that on this day, this verse that says the earth will change, the earth will change to become food for us on the Day of Judgment. Like a day of judgment, a lamb, but you are such a book. What do you think?
Thank you.
Okay,
I'm
super serious.
Since the whole dimension will change, who needs food? What do you
Payatullah Tabatabai sums it up and he says, Ki abaddi hadith hoche, khuda behtar jane chhe. Right? One thing is certain. Ki abaddi ayat on the verses when he talks of Day of Judgment. Abaddi klubadu tha se, ki we can only come to one conclusion. If we try to just say, ki sun ne atha se, moon ne atha se, sky ne atha se, earth ne atha se, we will never get a clear picture of what is going to happen. The bottom line is, okay, this system that we know so well is going to cease to exist. The change of earth that the Quran is mentioning, he strongly believes, is the change of the system that the earth is running on right now. Total change. The absolute change, they just say, yare, there will be chaos in the human life, everybody will die. And so he says, kya abaddi, ek baat. Jo kya jahannam, jameen jahannam tha se, is in a very strong hadith ke, you can see kya jameen jare volcano tha jide gaya nikrish. Right? So, when you look at volcanoes and that fire bursting out from the deep depth of the earth, you will know kya fire chi andar. It's fire, right? So, it can be ke this is jahannam that we are living on. But, this is all a hadith. Right. Any questions? No questions.